everyone. Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of April 14th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and on the road again, Melissa Hansen.
Yeah, what's new? Happy Tax Day, everyone.
Happy Tax Day, happy Passover, happy Easter, all sorts of stuff going on this week.
Yes.
Yes. What has your week in entertainment been like?
Well, I got to hang out a little bit the past week at the Dallas International Film Fest.
Ooh.
Woo! Yeah, it's like a week and a half long. It's really well done. It's very professional, great, well attended. Some really great stuff. And it really is international. There's films from all over the world. But then, of course, there's a lot of films about and from Texas.
Nice.
Which is really interesting. But they do a great thing. They do last Friday was they did a high school day.
Oh, cool.
And they actually like field trip to the big park in town, Clyde Warren Park. And, but they had kind of like little workshops.
Nice.
And like acting and effects and I think directing and whatever else. Very cool. And then the first Saturday of it, they did like a family day. Uh-huh. And had, you know, all kinds of fun little things for kids. And then, such a disappointment.
What?
It ended up raining some that day. So they canceled the big thing in the evening. And the big thing in the evening was they were showing Never Ending Story.
Oh.
On a big screen in the park.
Oh, that's too bad. Canceled,
so that's a bummer. But, no, it's really great. I mean, I would highly recommend it to people who love film to come watch or filmmakers to try to get your stuff in there.
Yeah.
My favorite thing I saw, it's like 170 movies.
Wow.
Of course, you know, I did not, like, attend the whole thing. I'm just lucky enough to be there. So I saw some stuff. But my favorite one I saw, a film, it was at Sundance, too. It's called Little Accidents.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So great. Great cast. Elizabeth Banks is in it.
Oh, nice.
Now, I love her, but recently we know her as being really funny.
Yes.
Whether it's in like horror funny, like Slither, you know, or like Pitch Perfect stuff.
Yep. She was
or like over the top, not so funny in Hunger Games, but just this such a huge over the top character in that one. And this one she plays kind of small town wife. Josh Lucas, actually.
Oh.
That's in it. And then Chloe
Sevigny.
Thank you. She's in it too with a pretty small role, actually. Hmm. But Boyd Holbrook is the male lead. He's done a few things, but not much I know of. But he was in Milk.
Oh.
He had a small role. He's been on Hatfield McCoy's, that TV miniseries.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but he's got like 7 films in production now.
Oh, damn.
Which is great. He was excellent.
Nice.
And then this kid, Jacob Lofland.
Yep.
He was in Mud.
The Matthew McConaughey. I didn't see that either.
Man, I guess he's unjustified.
Okay.
He was excellent. It's called Little Accidents. It's I think West Virginia. It's West Virginia. But it's small town, coal town.
Hmm.
And it's after a big mine accident and how it's affected the town and how it's affected these handful of people.
Yeah.
So there's like that. And then there's like a teenage boy is missing and it's like Little Accidents. Meanings to that title.
Uh-huh.
And this definitely drama. And like I said, Elizabeth Banks, we know her from being funny, but she's so great in this.
Nice.
Very emotional, but really well done. So, yeah, when that's in bigger release and you can check that out, I highly recommend it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll stick on the indie film track here because mm-hmm. I'm on pause right now. I have 45 minutes left to go on Escape from Tomorrow, which is the film that should have never been possible that these guys shot at the Disney parks.
Right, like kind of underground, not literally.
Guerrilla filmmaking that the company didn't know about it. You know, there was no approvals, there were no permits or anything. And I thought it was just done at Disneyland, but they shot at Epcot, they shot at Magic Kingdom in Florida. So it's a conglomeration, conflagration of different you know, rides and things. So true Disney park aficionados like you and I will know mm-hmm. that, well, that doesn't work. You know, the Disney Mickey's Toontown doesn't back up to the Seven Seas Lagoon in Epcot kind of thing.
Right. So it's like making, you know, a real Hollywood movie.
Yeah, right.
Nothing's yeah. right.
That's right. It's interesting in that they're setting up all of these weird things that are happening. I mean, and really off the wall type stuff, like the Disney princesses are actually high priced courtesans for Japanese businessmen.
Excellent. Wait, you mean they aren't?
Every time he goes into attractions like Small World, the faces on the characters change to be very evil. Mm. But they're setting up, you know, and here I am.
What do you mean change?
But there's sexual overtones, like there are these two. Well, you know, when you go to the parks, you wind up running into the same people at different places. Yeah. It's very yeah. weird. Your biorhythms are in sync or whatever. So there are these two French, like, hot teenage girls, and he's this overweight dad with two kids and an obnoxious wife. I mean, this woman is just, oh, you just want to smack her. She's so, But he keeps following he kept running into these girls, and then it becomes a fact that he's following them around. And there's something evil about them as well. But nothing's paying off. And this is the frustrating thing. It's like, all right, you're setting this up, and you're setting this up, and you're setting this up, but we're going to get to the end, and you're not going to resolve anything.
Well, that's stupid.
You're not going to tell us what it means. So, you know, they're not using the music from the attractions, obviously. They'd get in serious right. trouble if they did okay. that. But you still get the Por Favor, Mantengas Alejandro de las Puertas from the monorail. And all the visuals. It's all done in black and white.
Okay.
There's some very obvious green screen type stuff
yeah.
that they're doing where they just project something onto the background and said, hey, look at, you know, I'm actually in this. No, you're not, because it's very obviously fake, like SNL kind of stuff.
Okay.
But it's fascinating that they were able to do what they did without getting caught by anybody.
Yeah, it may be, yeah, the filmmaking part is interesting, even yeah. if the final product isn't.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what the payoff is, if there's any, because I'm not seeing it at this point.
All right.
But, nope, it goes to show that anybody can make a feature film. You know, you have access to the technology that you need as long as you are talented, you know what you're doing, and you surround yourself with good people who can advise you on how to make a good product.
Okay.
So, anyways. There's obviously some good product at the box office this past couple weeks. I know we weren't around last week, but
yeah,
the big money maker is still making money, which isn't any surprise.
Yeah, Captain America. Still number one, $41 million.
Yeah.
And then Rio 2 opened in number two
yeah.
with 39. And then Oculus.
You know who's in that?
Who?
Karen Gillan from Doctor Who.
Got it. Okay. Here's our big drops. That's number three, $12 million.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, Draft Day, 9.8.
Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. And then Divergence still hanging in there, number five, yeah. $7.5 million.
And God's Not Dead is still on that list.
Wow.
So, I mean, it hasn't made huge money, but every week it's still in the top 10 and it's still pulling in $4, 5, 6 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right behind Noah.
Yeah, go figure.
And I wonder, yeah, next weekend with Easter, how
yeah.
religious films will be doing.
And it's funny because it's all shit that's coming out next week. Nobody wanted to put anything on Easter week, so you've got 13 Sins, which is another one of these cell phone games of cat and mouse, like a guy gets a phone call and he has to perform 13 tasks or, you know, people will die kind of thing.
Ooh, okay.
Marlon Wayans is back with A Haunted House 2, another paranormal spoof movie, as if we don't have enough of those. And then Make Your Move, Dancing with the Stars, Derek Hough makes his feature film debut in a movie about dance rivals. Yeah, I know everybody's going to rush out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Judi Dench and Steve Coogan in Philomena, Ben Stiller's Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Kevin Hart and Ice Cube in Ride Along, and The Nut Job, which my nieces and nephew watched the other night, and my nephew said, God, this is boring. He said it's not even funny. It's just, yeah. So be warned about that. At Redbox this week, we've got August Osage County, which is Times with My. I'm opening that show here on the New Hampshire Seacoast on Friday for a 3-week run. Homefront, which is, what's his face? Oh, what am I? The British version of Dolph Lundgren. Why am I totally blanking on his name?
Which one? I don't know. They all run together.
No. I mean, he's oh, crap. Why can't, never mind. It's going to drive me crazy. It'll come to me in a second because it's so stupid. I should know this. Anchorman 2, the R-rated version that has like 763 new jokes.
That's love that they counted it.
That's Adam McKay. I'm sure it's not it, but it's something he would say. And then Frozen is on Redbox, finally. So if you haven't seen it 5 million times already, which is kind of the average for every person in the world by this point.
Every parent. Classify. Everybody who lives with children has seen it that. I, on the other hand, have seen it 0 times.
You haven't seen Frozen yet?
No.
No, all right. Yeah, it's...
I'll wait till it's streaming, so I don't have to pay for it.
All right. All right. Netflix this week. Big stuff. I actually watched Close Encounters. That's the big release. Haven't seen it in years, and was just amazed at how well it still holds up as a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg, man. I mean, the dude knows his stuff and didn't
back
then.
Can you believe, like, it holds up that well in, like, the big, it's like a mashed potato scene?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And somehow it works.
And I forgot that Terry Garr was his wife.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that. Mean Girls, Tina Fey's hit comedy with Lindsay Lohan before she became Lindsay Lohan. Drugged out Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, before she became the version we now know.
Yes, right. If you like Hugh Laurie, the entire series of House MD is available on Netflix now, which has got to be like 8 or 9 seasons or something like that.
Yeah, something. And you can see the beginnings of like Olivia Wilde.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that. And then if you're a Muppets fan, Muppets Take Manhattan, which was, I believe, the last of the Jim Henson films. Before he passed.
I will take your word for that.
Yes.
You know more than me.
Over at Hulu, we've got Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is a beautiful film.
Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker. All right.
Gary Oldman is absolutely fantastic in this movie.
Is that the Winona Ryder one?
Yes, it's got Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves, but
It
looks phenomenal.
Okay. It's got to have something going for it.
It does. A movie I saw at the Los Angeles Film Festival, Paper Man, with Ryan Reynolds, Jeff Daniels, and Lisa Kudrow.
I really like that one. And Emma, right?
Oh, yes. Emma Watson. No, not Emma Watson. Emma Stone.
Stone, yeah.
Yes, she plays the little neighborhood girl.
Yeah, that was one of her
girl.
Earlier. Yes. Again, before she became so famous.
That's
once.
Right.
Yeah, it's a weird movie, but I really liked
it's
it.
Very good. And what's his face? Culkin. Rory Culkin.
Yeah.
Yes. VeggieTales Easter Carol, if you're looking for something to keep the kids entertained on Easter weekend. That's available on Hulu this week. And then there's a whole bunch of Pokemon movies. I don't know what's going on. My friends on Facebook who have kids are telling me this. My nephew is all into Pokemon again. It's like it's been reborn, and everybody's all strung out on this stuff.
Okay. It wasn't annoying enough the first time around.
Jeez. All right, that's all I've got for physical and streaming media.
Okay. Well, this week on TV, the OC Real Housewives are back. On Monday night on Bravo.
Jason Statham. That's his name.
Oh.
That just came to me. Why Real Housewives triggered Jason Statham? I don't know.
Sure.
Sorry. Back to what you're talking about.
Okay, so Monday, Real Housewives, the OC on Bravo, and also Warehouse 13 is back on Sci-Fi. And then Tuesday night, until summer's coming, we're getting into those kind of shows. Celebrity Wife Swap is back on ABC. But we also have Fargo.
Oh, that's right.
The new show, Billy Bob Thornton on FX.
Yep.
So, and then, let's go back to that original. Wednesday, there's a new reality show. It's on the TV Guide channel, which tells you something there. It's called Unusually Thick with an E at the end.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan Thicke.
Yep.
Yeah, Robin will probably, I'm sure, show up.
And
anyhow,
I'll leave that alone.
All right. And then, man, Thursday night, everything's ending. It's the finale of Scandal on ABC, The Crazy Winds on CBS, and the season finales of Community and Parenthood on NBC. Mm. Friday night, The Writer's Room is back for another season on Sundance, and Friday's episode will be with the writers of Scandal.
Ooh.
Saturday, Orphan Black on BBC America, yes. New season. But also Saturday night on ABC, they're showing The Ten Commandments.
Of course, the four-hour yes. version with plenty of commercials.
Yes, that's all ABC is showing Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, Lifetime brings back Devious Maids.
Ah.
And then a new show on WGN America, Salem.
Boy, they've been promoting the heck out of that.
Whole Salem witch yeah. trial time period.
This is their first scripted original series.
Yeah. So that is on Easter.
Oh, lovely.
Because that makes sense. All right, then. Okay, music this week. Pretty much for me.
Oh.
Just, you can go buy me CDs this week. Okay, to begin with, The Both, which is the name of the album and the group, but it's made up of Amy Mann and Ted Leo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so excellent. And then Ingrid Michaelson has a new one called Lights Out.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, she did the Be Okay song. I just want to be okay.
Oh,
be okay.
Oh.
All right. And then a live album from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Shut up.
Boys Night Out. And then Billy's back on Broadway, Billy Porter.
Oh.
So a whole bunch of Broadway standards from him. And then he's so wonderful. Okay. Petty's Peculiar Picks.
Tom Petty?
For those of you that don't know, Tom Petty has a radio show called Buried Treasure.
Get out.
On XM Radio. And now he has his own channel. He's had it for a few years, but now he has his own channel. It just shows the program. It's stuff from his personal record collection.
Get out of here.
That he loves and picks. Well, now there's a CD out with 30 tracks from all different kind of artists, but it's Tom Petty's favorites.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's not him. It's just like his favorite music. So he's releasing so we can all kind of learn what he loves.
Like any Quentin Tarantino soundtrack. It's all his personal favorites.
Right. Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Books this week. I Am Number 4, The Lost Files, Returns Paradise.
God.
So there's three sections of the title there. It's actually a prequel. It's a novella prequel to the whole I Am Number 4 series.
That movie was so painfully bad.
It was pretty crappy.
Ugh.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. And then, man, a whole bunch of nonfiction. Hold Me in Contempt by Wendy Williams. That's Wendy Williams, not Wendy O. Williams. That would be so much more interesting. Now she's like talk show host.
Yes.
Whatever. Kind of memoir thing. And then The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression, Shirley Temple and 1930s America.
Oh, wow.
So biography of her, but also just about that time period.
Yeah.
And why she became so huge. And the country kind of needed her at that moment.
It's true.
Mad World, an oral history of new wave artists and songs that define the 1980s.
Ooh.
It's Laurie Majewski and Jonathan Bernstein, but Nick Rhodes does the foreword
nice.
And Toby does the afterword.
Nice.
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
She sent some books out all about like vegan eating
yeah.
and healthy lifestyle.
Realistic. Yeah.
So her new one is called The Kind Mama. A simple guide to supercharged fertility, a radiant pregnancy, a sweeter birth, and a healthier, more beautiful beginning.
Okay.
Okay, and then Biggest Loser fans, Bob Harper,
yep.
has a cookbook Skinny Meals, 100 new recipes that follow my skinny rules.
Okay.
Circle Theater, Circle in the Square Theater, just opened its new show. Yep. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's Audra McDonald playing Billie Holiday.
Oh, shut up.
Bam!
Wow.
It only runs through June 1st.
Oh.
So you don't even have 2 months to go catch that one.
Yikes.
But yeah, I'm sure that's quite a treat.
Well, the biggest news in entertainment this week all happened probably within 24 hours. David Letterman announced his retirement from The Late Show on CBS, and then Les Moonves turns around and hires Stephen Colbert as his replacement.
Nice, which is so funny, because what was it? It was like a week before that, the whole cancel Colbert.
Right, right.
Thing all over the place, and then he is. No more. No more Colbert Report.
Now, he has said that he is not going to be doing the show in the character in which is Colbert.
He can't. It'll be a different thing.
Yes. Although there was a brief hot moment in which Chelsea Handler was a possibility.
Yeah.
Because she was too, she's too abrasive.
I actually like her. I know a lot of people do not. I have no problem admitting I really like Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
But that's not right for that kind of show.
No. And she's ending her contract with E!, which made her a free agent, and that's why.
Yeah.
People were thinking, ooh. But, no, I think it's a great choice, although it's funny because he was giving shit to Jimmy Fallon when he moved into the Tonight Show slot, and now he's going to be competing. So, Captain America 3 is already set for May 2016, despite the fact that Chris Evans says he's just about ready to retire from acting, although I'm sure he's under contract for three Avengers pictures and three Captain America pictures.
Yeah.
The scary thing is that Marvel's Marvel Studios executive, Kevin Feige, who is really the mastermind behind all of these films, says that their cinematic universe is mapped out through 2028.
Okay.
That's frightening.
That is a long, long time.
But it speaks to the fact that they have a plan. This isn't like Damon Lindelof on Lost, who's, you know, trying to tie together loose threads. These guys have all sat down and try and, you know, to figure out. Like they do with comic books. I mean, the comic book stories, they sit down a year in advance and map out where things are going to go.
Right.
So this is very much like that. And, hey, you can't argue with proven success. I mean, these movies are making a ton of money, and they're good.
Yeah, they are overall.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see Captain America this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica. Is being developed as a movie by Universal. Series creator Glenn Larson, who was there at the very beginning. This is his baby from back in the 80s. Late 70s, actually. Is producing and a script by Transcendence writer Jack Paglen. But it's going to be a complete reimagining the story. So it's not going to be the original TV series. It's not going to be the Ron Moore, David Icke series from Sci-Fi Channel. This is going to be a whole new beast. So we'll see what they do with that. HBO has renewed Game of Thrones for two more seasons. I don't know if George R.R. Martin, I'm not very clear on how the books translate to the series, or whether this stuff has to be written before they develop it or what, but it's obviously still doing very well for HBO, and they're not ready to let it go yet. Judy Greer from Arrested Development is joining the cast of Jurassic World, speaking of Steven Spielberg. This will be the fourth Jurassic Park film, so she joins Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's quite a cast.
It is quite a cast.
And I have no interest in seeing it except for them.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that story.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi has given Will Wheaton a 12-episode commitment for a comedy series.
This is so cool.
That's going to celebrate all things science fiction, comic books, video games, and pop culture.
It sounds like it's kind of going to be like best week ever.
Yeah, kind of that
it's
and the
Will's
Nerdist.
Favorite things.
Yeah. May 27th at 10 p.m. premieres on Sci-Fi.
I'm looking forward to seeing if I can catch it.
Yep. NBC has given a 13-episode commitment to a series called Aquarius, which is a dramatic thriller that stars David Duchovny as an L.A. police detective hot on the trail of a hippie cult leader who turns out to be Charles Manson.
Wow.
Very 70s period drama there. Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique may be in line to receive her own X-Men spinoff. They've got another Wolverine picture in the mix, and this would potentially follow that.
And Wolverine's the only one I really care about.
Yeah.
Want to see on their own.
Yep.
and I'm kind of tiring of that.
Harrison Ford was interviewed and said that he is curious and excited to read the new Blade Runner script and anxious to work with Ridley Scott again. Now, for years, Harrison has just pissed all over the idea of doing another Blade Runner movie, and now all of a sudden he wants to revisit the character.
Of course he does.
So it could be a very big couple of years for him with Han Solo coming back and the talk of another Indiana Jones movie, although they're actually talking about rebooting the franchise with somebody else. And Bradley Cooper's name has come up.
Well, I don't know.
That they would pass, they would do a James Bond type thing and revamp the series and keep it going, but with him.
I like him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
And then finally, Jim Cameron is 6 weeks away from delivering his scripts for Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
God.
All of which will go into production simultaneously.
Whatever.
Very Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit shit going on here.
Yes.
I don't know. That first one was hard enough to get through, let alone thinking about three more. All right, that's all I've got for news this week.
Okay. So, Future has a new single called I Won, and Kanye West is on it.
Yep.
And here are some of the lyrics from Kanye's... You the number one trophy wife, so it's only right to live the trophy life. That's mine. And then, till one day I put an angel in your ultrasound. I want to dip that ass in gold.
Oh, God.
I made it over NBA, NFL players, so every time I score, it's like the Super Bowl.
Oh, my. He's such a poet. He's so talented.
No, okay, wait. My trophy on that bound bike, that video for bound, I gave you only pipe.
Oh, my.
If you could look at Kylie, Kendall, Courtney, and Chloe, all your mama ever made was trophies, right?
Oh, shit.
First of all, it doesn't rhyme. And secondly... Oh, dear God.
Creepy as...
He's serious. This is the thing. I mean, if you were, like, broad or something, like, you know, like, this could be really, really fucking funny. You know what I mean? If you were, like, playing a character, but he's serious about this shit.
Yeah. And this is what happens. When people get too much celebrity and too much money, they lose their friggin' minds.
Yeah.
All perspective goes out the window. That's Tom Cruise's problem.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's part of me that misses L.A. every day. You know, I really do miss living there. And yet, there's other times where it's just like, I am so glad I'm not putting up with that bullshit.
They're all crazies there.
Because it's pervasive. It's through. And, you know, I think there was a stat that was thrown out at one point that only like 15% of the people who live in Los Angeles are actually involved in the entertainment industry in one way or another.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how pervasive that mentality is no matter where you go.
Right.
So, well. Hey, do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's from Lionsgate. It's a spy thriller with Tim Roth and Jean Dujardin.
Very close. Yep. Very good.
Mobius?
Yes.
We have that on DVD to give away. It comes out this week.
Very cool.
On Blu-ray, DVD, video on demand, and pay-per-view. Right. So if you don't win it, you can check it out on all those.
Yeah, that's kind of become the day and date release that they're doing, you know, all digital availability everywhere.
Well, it's happening a lot that, like, digital is coming out before.
Yeah, they're giving it a week in advance. Amazon is doing that now through
media.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and for bearing with us on our week off. I just did not have the capacity to do a show last week, but we will be back next week.
You think anybody actually noticed?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to DVDVerdict.com to read our reviews, to DVDVerdictPresents.com to listen to our podcasts, and to Daily Verdict. For our entertainment news. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.